Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Favor Life, the process of there, the place where we walk by faith and not by sight, the process of where we allow the Word of God to refine us, to reprove us, to move us, to change us, to shape us from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, faith to faith. And as we allow the Word to shape us as we grow in the knowledge and the grace of God every single day, allowing the Word of God to be applied in our life, we see the demonstrations of God's power as it moves us and causes us to be an instrument of righteousness so that we're able to be a blessing not only to ourselves but to every nation, every race that we come encounter with. We show them and prove to them and let them experience or taste the love of God through us. And we thank God that He's chosen us and He's called us for such a time as this. And anyone that God calls, which is always unlikely people, unlikely candidates, He always uses His word to make them an instrument, a weapon that is used against the enemy, but an instrument that is used to help others be drawn to the kingdom, to let them know Jesus Christ and experience Him. So we're grateful that God has chosen us, and we did not choose ourselves for this assignment, because we could never, ever, ever within ourselves complete what God has for us. But as we trust and obey the word of God, we see God Himself take that word and cause that thing to come to pass in our lives. What I love it is we've been studying people in the Bible and different ones in the Bible. We see them and we see their lives. We see them their good days and their bads. We see their decisions and their mistakes. We see that no matter what is going on, because God has spoken a word, their mistakes, their failures does not stop or refute the word of God. The word is so powerful that this mistake cannot stop what God has already purposed, what God has already preordained. God uses that as another overcoming testimony for them to trust and believe the report of the Lord, for them to trust and know that God is faithful and good, that He's a loving and faithful Father, that He's able to cause all things to work together for our good. So as we look and study these individuals in the Bible, we're able to gain knowledge, gain wisdom, gain understanding that we ourselves need. For as we walk through this journey, sometimes we're more critical on ourselves and we think that God is going to get rid of us or God is tired of us. And the enemy uses our mistakes as a weapon to try to keep us from drawing nigh from God. But this is good news for us. He's covered the multitudes of our sins, which lets us know that His grace is sufficient. It is sufficient for us to help us, to cover us, to keep us connected, to cover us. So that gives us more opportunities to learn and to walk in the grace of God as we know and learn about Him even the more. We've been studying about attitudes and postures in the Spirit, how that we need to embrace the Word of God, how that sometimes God wants us to change old mindsets. We've even been encouraging one another in our stance and what we're going through, knowing that even though what we're going through seems very painful, it is actually working for our good, even though we don't understand how God is going to command that event, that test, that trial, that pain, that grief, whatever it is, He's going to make that come out to a place of victory for us. Even though we don't see it, He's going to make it work together for a place of overcoming testimony, of victory. We've been looking and studying in the book of Luke, and there's a passage that as we were studying and preparing for a sermon that I want to share with you. It's Luke 13, looking at the 10th verse, and I'm going to be reading it out of the Living Bible. It says, "One Sabbath, as He," talking about Jesus, "was teaching in the synagogue, He saw a seriously handicapped woman who had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to straighten herself. Calling her over to Him, Jesus said, 'Woman, you are healed from your sickness.'" Another interpretation says infirmity. What the Lord gave me this, and I don't have time to do the whole entire sermon, but I'm going to give you the meat of this. There is something that has come in your life, something that has come and hit your life. It could have been with your marriage, your business, your children, your relationship. It could be with parents.
It could be something that has happened in the form of death or grief, a loss. It could be something that is going on in your physical body. Whatever it is come, and it has come to try to steal the place of glory and cause you to be bent or crippled in your mindset, in your attitude, in your worship, in your faith. It has come to get you out of the angle or the posture of true worship. It has come to get you out of the position or the true angle of being mobile in God. It wants to immobilize you. It wants to get you to the place where you start complaining, where you stop praising God and pressing into God, and you become immovable, that you're not going forward, that you're disabled in the place that you're in, that no life, no movement is coming in your life, in the spirit realm, that your faith is stunted, that the thing that causes you to go in and press into God, the thing that causes you, which is your faith, your worship, your belief in the Lord and what he said, has now gone into a place where the enemy's trying to make the circumstance outweigh what God has called you to. It's trying to bend you to the place where you're looking down and not looking up, bend you to the place where you're looking at what's around you, when usually when people in a bent angle, they can only see the ground, they can only see the dirt, and they don't see anything else unless they strain to get there. The enemy is trying not to let you, because the strain or the press to move out of this place, it's going to cost you something. He doesn't want you to pay the price for this cost. He wants you to get in a place where you just take life as all that it's going to produce in the state that you're in. That he doesn't want you to move to the place where your faith says, I'm searching, I'm in search of God. This woman was in search of better and more. She was like the woman with the issue of blood. She knew that if she could get in the place where Jesus was, if she could get in an atmosphere where he was speaking, the life of him was going to command something miraculous to happen. And you've got to press. When the enemy's trying to make you stop going to the atmosphere where God is speaking, going to church, going to Bible study, being around people that are speaking positive, faith-filled words that's going to reshape or rechange some things, he wants to stop you from doing that. So he wants to make the situation be bent at an angle that you can't hope or you can't expect the end that God has promised you. But the enemy is a liar. I dare you to get in the place where God is speaking, where God is calling, where God is the life and power of God is reshaping atmosphere. When this woman got in the place where Jesus was teaching, when she got in the place where Jesus was speaking, when she got in the place where she could hear words that commanded miracles, that commanded her faith to grow, that commanded her faith to be extended, that commanded her to see the greatness of God, that let her understand that all things are possible. You sometimes have to surround yourself with people that are faith talkers, faith walkers, and not doubters of people that are weak or who don't believe. You have to surround yourself with people who see the same thing that you see, that all things are possible, that a breakthrough is here, that God is going to do the miraculous, that a door will open before you that no man can open, that God is going to put it back together again, that God is your healer and your deliverer, that he is the answer, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. You've got to be in that atmosphere. If it means that you've got to cut your worship back on and play your worship until something ignites in your spirit, if it means you've got to go get some old CDs or tapes or VHSs and begin to play them again until your faith is stirred, if it means that you've got to get on your knees and begin to pray and cry out to God until faith is ignited in the spirit realm, or you've got to call a brother or sister in the Lord who knows how to pray with you and pray through for you, then that means you've got to get in an atmosphere where you can hear God speaking, that you can hear God's voice calling and commanding you to stay in the realm of faith, stay in the realm and the atmosphere where miracles happen, where miracles now come, miracles now meet, miracles now supply every need of your life, that God defeats every adversary. The enemy wants you to stay bent,
He wants you to stay in a place where you're disgusted. He wants you to stay in a place where you're lacking. He wants you to stay in a place where you can't see your way. He wants you to stay in a place where you can't see the door. He wants you to stay in a place where it looks like it's getting worse. But I dare you. I provoke you in the spirit. I even command you to get up out of that place of oppression and depression. Get up out of that bent posture and go to the posture of worship. Go to the posture of praise. Go to the posture of giving. Go to the posture of now faith and begin to decree the word over your situation. Decree it over your family, over that business, over your health, over your finances, over your body, over that marriage, over your children, over your parents, over the place of your grief, whatever it is. Begin to decree the word of God and don't allow your heart to be in a place where you cannot look and see your help coming from the heel of God, the place where God says, I'm allowing you to see me and a ram in a way that you've never seen me before. I'm allowing you to see me in a prospect, in an area that you have not seen me before. I'm allowing you to look up and see me in a ram that the enemy doesn't want you to, because he wants you to stay in a posture that does not let you hope in God. But the enemy is a liar. God has got greater. He's got more for you. And the enemy, with this woman, when Jesus began to heal her, the first thing that happened is the leaders of the synagogue got angry that she got healed on the Sabbath. And Jesus had to deal with her adversary who said, you don't deserve to be healed. You come and get it any other day but this day. They said, but isn't there not 6 days that you can work? Why are you getting your healing on this day? But God ordained a special day for her healing and her deliverance. God has ordained a special time, a special day, a special season for your healing, for your breakthrough, for your deliverance, for you're walking out into the place of where he said, Jesus calls her. God is going to call you forward out of the place, out of the situation, out of the atmosphere that has come to bend you, that has come to keep you bound, that has come to keep you in a painful state. God is going to call you, just like Jesus called the woman. He's going to call you forth. And when he calls, he's going to speak the life. He's going to speak the word. He's going to speak the blessing. He's going to speak the miracle that is going to hit your spirit and shift you from the state that you're in into the place that he said you're healed, you're whole, you're delivered, you're set free from every infirmity, from every ailment, from every affliction, from every disease, from every complaint, from every problem, from everything that has come to try to annihilate you, that's tried to come and assassinate the life of God in you, that has come to try to oppress you and make it look as if God is not speaking or answering you. For 18 years, she waited for this opportunity. I don't know how long you've waited. I don't know how long your season of wait and expectation has been, but just like the woman, God, Jesus met the woman. God allowed her to find him at the right time. The word of God is going to call you out and find you and command you to come forth. And it's not going to matter who doesn't like it and who's not with it and who doesn't understand it and who doesn't agree with it. God is going to make his healing virtue possess every area of your life so that the thing that held you down, the thing that came against you, the thing that came to say God is not going to do it, is now destroyed and made an open show, made just like Jesus went into hell and made an open show of the enemy. God is going to allow that thing to be openly shown in the congregation of those who might even try to criticize you after you get your deliverance, after you get your healing, after you get your breakthrough. He's going to make the evidence of that. They won't even be able to stop it. They'll know it is a miracle, and even their criticism won't be able to take it back. But it is a guaranteed thing. It is a guaranteed slap in the enemy's face. It is a guaranteed effectual thing that has prevailed in your life, prevailed on your behalf, prevailed against your enemy. It is the will of God. And what I like about it is this. When you go down to the 17th verse, after Jesus has spoken to these leaders, he says, in this interpretation, this shamed his enemies. There is a shame that is going to come to your enemies that tries to shame you. Whatever enemy that has come to try to shame you, that shame is being boomeranged right back to the enemy. That shame is going back to the enemy.
That shame is going back to the enemy's dominion. It will not be your shame. It will be not be the thing that the enemy uses to accuse you over and over again, as if your life is not lining up to the will and the word of God. I pray that you've been empowered and that you've been even encouraged in this 15 minutes. Do not allow the enemy to let you stay in the state where you've been. Go and press to the place where you're looking up, because the word of God is getting ready to find you. Be blessed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Fasten for Favor Life, the process of there. We'll see you again here tomorrow at the same time. In Jesus' name.